dog, but it's like not one kind of dog, it's all different kind of dogs. What would you call him?
We just call him a cur dog.
Cur?
Uh-huh, cur dog. He's, now that's kind of a dog that they used to use for catching hogs and driving cattle with when they drove them. Way back, everybody had hogs in the woods, and they had marked that hog's year. Each man had his mark, and it was registered in the courthouse, and a crop or a split or a bullet hole, and that's where you marked your hog. And if you found a hog in the woods with that mark on, well, you knew whose hog it was. It knew whether your hog or somebody else's hog. And you take a dog that knows his business, has been trained to do them things. Now we always had three or four at home, and they was trained to catch hogs. And they'd catch him about the ear, and they'd hang on to him until you get there and get hold of his foot, and then you got hold of the hind foot of that hog, and you threw him down, and then you cropped his ear or split his ear, or made your mark on it, and that was your hog then. Then you turned him loose,
which one of
these? Either one. There's sometimes both of them. Sometimes you mark both ears. You put a crop in one ear and a bullet hole in the other. This bullet hole would be just a round hole, just put a round hole in here. And it'd heal over and it'd be there for as long as that hog's there.
Wild hogs?
Well, there was wild hogs then, yeah. Nobody had no fences. You didn't see no fence. You just drive along and when you seen a fence, there was a farm there. Everybody fenced their farm. Now then it's just the other way around. Everybody fences their pasture or fences the woods and leaves their farm open. They had what they call a no-fence law here in the state of Florida, but back then they wasn't. If you had a farm or an orange grove or anything, you put a fence around your grove or you keep the cows out. But now then you don't have to do that. You got to fence the cow in. Instead of fencing him out, you fence him in. And the same way with hogs, you got the fencing in, not out. Well, they never did. Back then, they never did fence a hog. They'd just turn loose in the woods, and sometimes you didn't see your hogs in the woods. Maybe once a year you'd see them, and you walk through there, and if you seen a hog, he was fat and he's ready to be killed and you want to kill him, he's yours. You just set your dog on him and that dog would run him till he bait him up somewhere and stopped him. And then you got up there with your rifle and you shot him. Yeah, now they're all in the pen, so you know where your hogs are all the time there. If I had hogs, I'd just have a fence a pen back there and I'd have my hogs in there and you could go out and look at my hogs anytime you wanted to. No, they got their own living now. They eat acorns and palmetto berries and whatever, and root in the woods and eat herbs and worms and whatever was in the woods they wanted. And there's a tuber around, it's not done right in this section, but it's around further down and around these here ponds is what they call a paint root. And the hogs love it. And they eat that. And he'll turn just as yellow as gold, that hog will. I mean, you dress him, instead of him being pretty and white, well, he's yellow. The fat is yellow. Just as yellow as gold. And he tastes like a hog that's been